Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Guess let's start with this. There are reports. It's been rumored for a few days that Les Miles is going to take that Kansas job. If true, what kind of fit do you think that is?
Well, and I think that is probably the way it's headed, you know, based on everybody I've talked to. You know, and I've done this long enough to know nothing's done until it's done. I know Jeff Long had talked to several people. You know, you look at it from Kansas' perspective and Jeff Long's perspective. You get a guy who's won a national championship. You get a guy that is a big name. That's a flashy name. Everyone knows. Recruits know. Will create some buzz there in Kansas. But he's also a guy who's a little bit older. He's wanted a place, LSU, where they had unbelievable resources, unbelievable talent. They don't have that at Kansas, certainly not the talent. And it's a program that just hasn't been very good. So there's always that question, do you go with a younger guy who's sort of on the way up that can maybe come in and build, or do you go with somebody who's had his shot, won a couple of SEC championships, won a national championship, but got fired because he wasn't winning at the level they felt like they should be winning? I don't know. I mean, a lot of it is who you can get. And at a place like Kansas, that I think probably if you took the five or six toughest Power Five coaching jobs in college football, guys, I think Kansas would be in that group.
Yeah, I think that's a home run for them, just because that's a name brand guy, and that's a press conference that, you know, like shows like us will play because he's so funny, and will get your school attention. But can Les Miles win at Kansas?
Well, can anybody win it? I mean, Mark Banzino
That's the question, yeah.
You know, Mark Banzino did back in, well, it was the year that LSU won the national championship. Remember, it was Missouri and Kansas were sort of fighting it out then in 07. But since then, it's been, you know, they've not been relevant at all. I mean, they've not even been, for most of the time, a team that sniffed, you know, a wrong bowl game. If anybody could go in there and on a regular basis win 6-7, maybe get to 8 wins occasionally, then I think that's pretty good. And I don't know if he can or not. I mean, you're going to have to go and be pretty creative and create in recruiting and get some players. David Beatty had good ties in that area, certainly in the Texas area, but it's a hard job. And I think the thing you got to ask yourself, if you're Les Miles or anybody, you go in there as head coach, what do you want? What are we looking to accomplish here? What's our reasonable expectation? Yeah. And then if it is to be a team that every 2 years gets to a bowl game or every 3 years, well, that's realistic. If it's a team that you think is going to win 8, 9, 10 games, you know, 2 out of 5 years, well, that's probably not realistic.
As an athletic director, though, I mean, you have a whole lot of objectives when you're trying to hire a coach. And in the case of Kansas, Chris, like we've all talked about, there's not a whole lot of winning. So you've got to bring somebody in who you can actually get your football fan base, your football donors, boosters excited about. He'll do that. He runs a clean program, you know, seems to be a guy who loves his players, loves to coach. Obviously, he didn't have to do it anymore. He could be doing TV right now and just hanging around. So I think this is a home run hire in every aspect of home run hire. I great guy, great coach, perfect for the situation. And again, maybe get some people thinking about football around there that haven't been thinking about it for a while.
Well, you get name recognition immediately, Mickey, and you get people talking about Kansas football for something other than they lost so many games in a row.
Right.
You know, hey, you're getting a national championship winning coach, a guy that's, you know, on national commercials. It's a celebrity. You know, he eats grass. You know, I mean, and I've got to know Les pretty well over the years. He's a character, you know, but he's a good, tough-minded football coach. And you say he loves his players. His players love him.
Yeah.
And I can remember vividly talking to Patrick Peterson about Les. And he was sort of joking about how when they would go to meetings that we'd all joke and say, hey, you bring your last Miles Thesaurus today. Sort of, you know, decipher through what he was saying. Because Les sometimes didn't put the right words together, as you well know. And then he sort of stopped and said, you know what, though? What a great guy to play for. He said, if I had it to do over two or three times, I'd go play for Les every time. And just about every player I talked to, Jacob Hester was the same way, say the same things about Les Miles. And I think he will have that type of relationships with his players. And I think on the recruiting trail, that will pay some dividends as well.
Chris, let's talk some college football. I want to jump in with Middle Tennessee at Kentucky. Kentucky with the 7-1 start, but they've hit a wall recently. What do you think about that matchup?
Well, Kentucky needs to be careful because they're coming off that. That's a tough, tough loss for them last week. Because this is a good. I mean, I don't care how you slice it. This is a really good season for Kentucky. And yes, you lost to your rival Tennessee, but they're doing things this year they haven't done in 4 years. I mean, they're going to have a winning record in the SEC and SEC play, which they haven't done since '77. But you hope that hangover for Kentucky is not so great that you really turn what can be a really good season into just an utterly disappointing one for the way you end the season. I know Mark Stoops had a really good feel about that team. He really liked it. He liked the leadership. I think we find that out these next 2 weeks, starting with Middle and then Louisville, because these are two games that Kentucky should win, but they're going to have to play well. They can't just sleepwalk through and play some clean football games. Because even with the loss to UT, if they finish it out, win 9 games in the regular season, you go back and count over the last 30, 40 years how many times they've done that, and they still would have a chance to win a 10th in a bowl game.
Jumping out of the SEC real quick, and then next segment we'll talk Ole Miss, Vandy, and Tennessee and Missouri. But I'm curious to get your take on this game going on in New York. Syracuse at Notre Dame. Notre Dame a 10-point favorite.
In Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
With the short porch and right field and everything.
In weird uniform.
You think there'll be any Notre Dame fans and Syracuse fans over at Stan Sports Bar, which is over just right behind the right field bleachers. I don't know if you've ever been to any Yankee games, but that's an iconic bar over there. And you might want to get as cold as it's probably going to be. You might want to get juiced up a little bit before that.
Yeah, I made it to the new stadium. I never made it to the old one.
Yeah, if Notre Dame's going to lose, I mean, I know they still have to play USC in a weird place. I mean, it's a cool setting to play in Yankee Stadium, but in a weird setting to be playing in Yankee Stadium against a Syracuse team that's been able to score a lot of points under Dino Babers, it's got a lot of momentum. I think this is a scary game for the Irish. And, again, they better play well. They better come out, I think, early and set the tempo. The fact that Book is back, I think, helps because it gives them a chance now to really spread the football around and stretch the field. That's what he's done. You know, that's been the difference with this team as opposed to last year's team, is he's given them that chance in the passing game to really hurt teams down the field, you know, and stretch the field. So I think that's something they need to do early. I don't think you want to get into a scoring match with these guys because Syracuse is pretty comfortable in that type of football game. So I think you need to come out early physically, move the football, score, and sort of set the tone early and not let this become a fourth quarter game.
Visiting with Chris Lowe, talking college football with Chris. And I saw highlights of this yesterday. Mickey, you wanted to ask him about a sideline adventure?
Yeah, Chris, you think if Major Applewhite had it all to do over again, maybe he'd just wait till they got in the locker room and had to talk about the coat?
And Mickey, this is not new material, but we're talking about a jacket.
Yeah.
Not a game, but a jacket.
Not a coat. A jacket.
Not a jacket.
Yeah,
that's the funny thing. It was in the 50s. Like,
yeah. And that's Major Applewhite even said that at the game. It's like, look, more than anything, it's 50 degrees. I don't want a bunch of guys wearing coats.
You know, I know this has been debated ad nauseum already. It just seems like so much to do over so little, you know? I mean, and listen, rules are rules, but there's also a way to do things. And you guys know everything we do in life, it's always typically about the approach and the way you approach things. And, you know, if you're, you know, if the assistant told him to take it off and he didn't, and then, you know, Major Applewhite interceded, I understand all that, but it's not a good look for anybody. Not a good look for the coach, for the program, for Oliver, any of it. It's just that it's one of those things. There's got to be a better way to go about it on all sides.
Vanderbilt hosting Ole Miss tomorrow. Vanderbilt, Derek Mason saying, win or go home. He's got to win two games to get bowl eligible. This is such a what should have been kind of season when they look back, but an opportunity here with two more games to get to 6-6. Ole Miss and Vanderbilt.
What did I say was going to happen a month ago?
Yeah.
That Vandy and Tennessee are going to play there in Nashville with the bowl berth at stake.
Oh, man.
Now, for that to happen, Vanderbilt's got to win this week and Tennessee's got to lose. Because obviously, if Tennessee wins against Missouri, Tennessee's already bowl eligible.
Yep.
To me, Ole Miss and Vanderbilt seasons a little bit have mirrored each other because they've been in a lot of games. Yep. Both those teams have been in a lot of games. They've won some, they've had chances to win games and couldn't finish games. Now, obviously, Ole Miss is not going to a bowl game because they can't. Yeah. I don't think, though, that that's going to matter. Matt Luke's done a really good job of keeping that team on point. They played hard. Again, they just not finished football games. So, to me, it's going to come down in this game who finally figures out how to finish a football game.
All right, what do you think, Tennessee and Missouri?
By the way, real quick, before you get to that, that Vandy-Ole Miss over-under total, Chris, is 70.5.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Listen, Ole Miss hadn't stopped anybody this year.
No, Keyshawn Vaughn is going to have a day.
And Vaughn, if Vanderbilt was an 8-win team, the way that kid runs a football, I mean, he would be getting all sorts of 8-win, 9-win, all sorts of national publicity. But, yeah, I think he'll have a huge day. You know, can Vanderbilt stop their passing game? So I think this will be one of those, you know, whoever gets to 70 first might win or something. I'm joking. But it'll be one of those kind of games. And probably going to come down to who turns it over in the second half or who can make a critical stop in the second half on defense going to win the game.
All right, Tennessee, Missouri, we started to head down that path. Missouri opened a 5-point favorite. They're up to a 6.5-point favorite. What do you think about that one?
Well, I guess he's playing with a lot of confidence right now. Mm-hmm. And I think he can do some things. I think they can exploit Missouri's secondary. Missouri's secondary has not been real good this year. Tennessee's going to have to stop Locke, though. And Locke seems to maybe be getting it back together a little bit. Missouri's been a pretty tough-minded team. They've won some games that, you know, they probably shouldn't have won. I know Barry Odom likes the toughness of this team. He's made him a lot more physical football team. But this is the game to me. If Tennessee can win this game and then finish the season and beat Vanderbilt and get to 7 wins in the regular season, I really believe that Pruitt has a chance to be coach of the year in the league. And I think it's also the kind of season finishing that way that everybody in Tennessee, Big Orange Nation, will look back and say, boy, that's exactly the kind of first year we were hoping for under Jeremy Pruitt.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, have a fun weekend, man. We're looking forward to it, and we'll recap some of these games on Monday. Appreciate it.
Look forward to it, guys. Have a great night.
All right, you can get Chris on Twitter at CeeLoESPN. Tennessee, Missouri, Vanderbilt, Ole Miss. I like Vanderbilt in the Ole Miss game. As I sit right here, right now, I think Missouri over Tennessee. But I'll put my picks out tomorrow. 21-11 last week. 66%. I'll put them out on Twitter at Brent Doherty tomorrow because I changed my mind on the Kentucky-Tennessee game last week before, between this conversation and the time I put the
podcast. You talked yourself into it. Then you talked yourself out.
I do that. It's ways of wind blowing. What do you think, Tennessee-Missouri?
Well, I know this. Vandy's got to win. They got to close. It's a playoff game. I like all the confidence that Tennessee is playing with, and I like the offensive line. As Coach Mack said, playing their best ball of the year. I like it to be close. I'll say this. I like them to cover right now. That's the same thing I said last week, and I like them to cover again against Missouri.